day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never.
You're very welcome to sit down, take your place. before we will listen to Nicole, I want to ask Matti and Nicole, and Matti will pray for Nicole.
Lord, thank you for Nicole. Thank you that you prepared a word for her to share with us. Holy Spirit, come upon her now. Appoint her that her words will be your words, and they will be touching our hearts, and they will be changing our lives and our mindsets. I bless Nicole in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. how are you guys today? Good? Woo! Yay! I just want to start this morning off with a little story. So in American culture, they do this thing where they push on kids this idea of what success looks like. And that idea is, if you do good in school, then you'll get into university. And if you do well in your university, then you'll get a good job. But if you're good at your job, then you'll make lots of money and have nice things. And only then are you truly successful. And as a high school student, I really struggled with these standards. I would put a lot of pressure on myself because for my academics, because I thought, if I don't succeed in my academics, then I'll never be successful at all. And I would freak out over low grades, and I would overwhelm myself with stress about tests and exams. And it got to the point where I just needed to stop and say, why am I like this? And I thought about it and was like, well, it's the cultural standards that I think of what success is. And then I realized, but the only really fulfilling success that I'll ever have is in Jesus. So that's what I want to talk about this morning, is what does it look like to be successful in Christ? But to do that, first we need to look at what success is. So what is the first thought that comes to your mind when you think of success? Might be different for all of us. Go ahead and shout them out. What do you think of when you think of success? Win. Winning. Grades. I'm sorry? Come top. Okay, I don't know what that word means. Okay, coming first. Great. Oh, come top. Oh, I thought it was one word. Anyway. Money. Yeah? Being the purpose that you were purposed to be. Person. Being the person you were purposed to be. Famous. Fame. Yeah. Happiness. I agree with all of those to a certain degree. So I first want to Google define success as the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose, which I think is pretty good. I think success can be looked at in that way. I think that the world defines success by money, by performance, and by status. And I think that, and that is what I, as a high school student, I considered success, is by those standards. And then what I think we should look at success as is doing what God wants you to do. So then the question is, what does God want you to do? And that goes into the whole thing like, well, what's the general stuff? Okay, well, we want to make disciples of all the earth, right? That's what God wants us to do. We want to make Jesus famous. But then it goes into what does God want you to do? What does God want me specifically? And then, so that goes into passion. What is your calling? And maybe you know, maybe you don't know what that is for you. And if you don't, I want to encourage you to think and to pray about that. As well as I want to encourage you to consider taking the SHAPE course. I took the SHAPE course as a part of DC, and it really helped me understand a lot about myself and helped me realize that speaking, doing something like I'm doing right now, is something that I want to do and something that I can do, which I never really considered doing before. Because it's important to know that, because we're all designed to be successful at something. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." God made us for a purpose, a very specific purpose. And that purpose was planned for us long before it began. And he made us perfectly for that purpose. And we are wired in a very certain way so that we can be successful at that purpose. And God prepared that success from the beginning. So nothing about you is a mistake. And if you doubt that, let's quickly take a look at the rest of creation. Birds can fly. I've never met a bird that can't fly. That's not meant to. A little slow on that one. Fish can swim. I've never met a fish that's drowned. Seeds can grow. And the only seeds that I haven't seen grow is because I'm a terrible gardener. But each seed has that potential to grow. Just like we have that potential for success. So you were designed perfectly for your purpose, for your success. What that problem is right now is that we aren't recognizing what our success is. And why is that? Probably because of how we define success in our heads. Probably because the cultural standards of what success is what we think of when we think of success. We think of money, we think of fame. We think of winning. And the devil is trying to keep it that way. He doesn't want you to recognize that you are fulfilling your purpose, that you are successful, that you're doing what God wants you to do. He wants you to think that you're a failure, that you're not good at anything, that you've missed your chance, that you'll never be successful because you don't have bucket loads of money. because you're not the most popular person. Fear of failure is an easy one for me. Especially since I struggle with the world's concept of what success looks like. I just signed up for all of my classes for university this coming fall, and I signed up for some hard classes. I signed up for biology, I signed up for chemistry, and I signed up for writing, which will be really hard because I'm really not good at writing. And I keep thinking about those, and I think, oh, but what if I fail? What if I don't do well in these classes? I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, what if I fail? But I know I can do it. God blessed me with enough brains to do it. But what if I fail? And once again, I have this passion for love, or passion and love for science that was given to me by God himself. I'm designed with this passion, and I'm wired to succeed in it, God willing. So all those fears that I have shouldn't matter. In Matthew 16:26, it says, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul?" So if you're striving towards the world, what the world defines as success, consider what you're losing. So let's say now you've got it in your head of what success looks like, that success is doing what God wants you to do. Does that make everything all good? Are you all hunky-dory? Unfortunately, I'll have to say the answer is probably no. And I'll be honest with you. This is a real thing and a real present thing in my life right now. Because I struggle seeing success in an academic sense. So I've just taken a year off school to come and do Daniel Challenge. And don't get me wrong, Daniel Challenge has been great. But never would I have thought that I would be doing this, standing up in front of you guys talking on a Sunday morning. I didn't think I would be able to do that. But unfortunately, my brain is like, you're not successful this year. You didn't do anything in school. You're behind a year. You've taken a year off. You're behind all the people that are your age. You're behind them in school. And I haven't done any learning towards my career choice. And I think, oh, well, I must have forgotten everything I ever learned this year. Don't remember any of it. But the reality for me is, succeeding in your education is important. That's something to remember. But it won't bring the satisfaction that succeeding in Christ does. It doesn't bring peace. It doesn't bring hope. It doesn't bring joy. It doesn't bring life. And all those things can come simply from doing what God wants you to do. So the reality for me is, this is probably the most successful year I've had yet. Thank you. And the reason is because I've invested this year in Jesus. And I've grown in my faith this year. And I'm currently standing up here doing this, something I never thought I'd be able to do. So this has been an amazingly successful year for me. And I'm not saying that Daniel Challenge is the only way you can be successful. Of course, it does help. Dale's right there if you want to sign up for Daniel Challenge. What I'm saying is that we need to transform our minds. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So let God change your mind on what success looks like for you. Because when we let that happen, we don't have to have that fear of failure. We no longer have to worry about the what ifs. Because if God wants you to do it, he has already planned the success for you. Maybe you're thinking at this stage, you're at a stage in your life, maybe it's your age, maybe it's your job, your living situation, whatever. Maybe you're thinking, well, you've missed your chance. You had your time. Now there's no opportunities for you to succeed. My answer to that is, yes, there is. There's no cutoff point with God. God wants you to succeed always. He doesn't just hand you something, and if you missed it, he's like, oh, sorry, that was your one chance. He doesn't just hand you one thing, and if you've succeeded in that, he goes, oh, you're good now. Don't worry about it anymore. God will continue to give you success after success if you're listening and doing what God wants you to do. So I just want to end this morning with an opportunity for prayer. Maybe you need prayer for a fear of failure. Maybe you're struggling to view success not through society's eyes. Maybe you're struggling to understand what God wants you to do. Maybe you feel like you've missed your chance. You're struggling with anything out of all those things. We would love to pray with you this morning, as well as any prayer for healing. So as I invite the band back up on stage to do some more songs, I want to encourage you to come forward for prayer. There'll be a couple of us up front ready to pray for you. Thank you, guys.